Hello there.
What's up, Frank?
How are you doing?
How you doing?
Doing okay.
That's good.
Doing okay. Yeah. How's life?
I don't want to talk about hard subjects.
That's never good.
I'm dealing with it. It's just one step at a time.
That's all you can do.
Right. This is, it looks like a client account because it's you, or not you, it's Dave and Ann. It's got Dave's Pennsylvania and Ann's, I think it's corporate offices address, 2601 Ocean Park.
Yeah, that's an old, I'm going to jump in there right now.
It looks like an old pest account, honestly, but Rachel just got a return.
Exactly what it is.
Gotcha. She didn't know how to handle it. She thought it was fraud. I was like, it's not fraud, but thank you.
She got a return?
Yeah. This is the Omex Max Sleep, the 2-month and the 3-month. Both of those and the vitamin D are on a subscription. Like, this is this has an active subscription on it. That's why I brought it to y'all's attention, because I know normally you go in and cancel.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been auto-doing. She didn't know what to do, so I'm just bringing it to your attention.
This is weird. I don't see it on. That's awesome, kiddo. Want to wash your hands real quick? Or wipe them at least?
I said no. What does that mean?
You want to wash your hands real quick? No. Really? That's your answer? No? How about that's not the answer we give?
That's the nasty answer. That's a questionable
one. That's a rude answer.
Sorry.
That's not the nice answer. Dirty bird. I'm telling you. Leave it up to a 6-year-old. They'd never take a bath, never wash their hands, never change their clothes. He'd be looking like a bum in 2 days.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm glad I don't have any little ones of my own, because I have enough nieces and nephews to make me look at them and wonder how they're not in sepsis.
I'm telling you.
Like, ma'am, if I touched that, I would be in the hospital with poisonings. Why are you touching it?
Yeah.
They have no sense of self-preservation.
He is a very, I would say, abnormally clean kid. For his age, he's very, like, he loves the bath, always has since he was little, which has really always actually been really nice, because I've got friends who,
like,
literally, oh, man, I mean, they literally will fight with their kids, you know, like, physically fight with their kids to take a bath or shower, and I mean, if he goes a night where he doesn't take a bath, he'll say, Daddy, what's up? I'm not taking a bath. And I'll be like, oh, kiddo, go. Get up there. Let's get in the bath. And he'll run up there. But, like, last night, it was getting late, and he's got school at 8 a.m., you know, now school started. And I'm like, and he wasn't out all day yesterday. And because, you know, school's online. He wasn't out all day yesterday. So I'm like, you know what, kiddo, just we'll take a bath tomorrow. Let's just get you in bed. You never left the house today, you know. You've been in your PJs all day. Let's put on some fresh PJs, brush your teeth, blah, blah, blah. We'll get in bed. Oh, can I take a bath? I mean, he loves taking a bath. So that's always been great. And he's a pretty clean kid, but I'm telling you, washing, it's the hand washing thing that gets me. Like, forget about it. You know, hey, come wash your hands. No, I don't want to. I mean, he could literally have dog crap on his hands.
Uh-uh.
And he'd be like, and I shouldn't say that. He actually, he hates, like, dirty stuff like that. He would totally wash his hands. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, he just, he never thinks of washing his hands, you know?
Mm.
And he gets that from his mother. I won't say it very loud, but he gets that from his mother, who literally I've never seen, and she's not a dirty person. She's an extremely clean person, but she's just not an excessive hand washer. She's not, you know, and she's had to learn to be with the COVID stuff.
Mm.
You know, she's had to absolutely learn to be.
Otherwise,
she'll be in the damn hospital, you know? But, you know, it's been something that from the day we got married to the day we got divorced, it was always something that I'd be like, really? You're not going to wash your hands? You know, it was always something that I would, because I grew up in I probably grew up in a household that was an excessive hand washing household, you know?
Yeah.
And that's probably why.
I know, that's probably.
Overly clean house.
Oh, yeah, no, I'd probably never survive motherhood, ever. Too many germs. I don't like weird substances. I don't know where the origin is from.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
No, sir,
you
there
know,
is no surprising
people,
to that, I promise you.
People say that. People say that, right? And there are things that when you're not a mommy or daddy that you think are gross, that when you become a mommy and daddy, that your entire
gross.
Outlook and view changes on it. Like for example, like him throwing up or something.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
You don't know how many times I've been thrown up on. You don't know how many times I've caught throw up in my hands.
Oh, no.
I mean, oh, yeah, but see, you say that, but the day you become a parent, it's like, that's your baby, and you don't even think of it, like, you don't even think about it. It
so you're giving me weird
cross
chills.
Your mind.
I'm not okay with that. I'm not fond of kids. No, they're
I'm
gross.
I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Oh.
But I've no, the things will drop their pacifiers on the ground and then pick them up and put it right back in and then
oh,
there's
no.
dirt all
See,
over
that.
That. Don't
that
do
happening.
That. No.
That ain't happening. No, that ain't happening. See,
yeah.
That's, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Never did, never will. I was like hardcore crazy about like his pacifier. And like we'd have three or four of them on us when he was little. He was never a big pacifier baby, though. He was not a big pacifier baby, thank God. He rarely used one. When
right.
he started teething, he had like different things that he would chew on, but they weren't pacifiers. And they were for teething. But if he dropped it, yeah, forget about it. It would go in a separate bag and we'd get a new one out and we'd wash it when we got home. All right, so I'm looking for Anne's thing and I'm not finding Anne. Oh, that's got to be an Order Logic's account.
Yeah.
That's why.
I sent you the actual order number. I'm sorry.
You did. Nope. I just looked and saw. That's an Order Logic's number. Good. I've got Order Logic's open right now. Hold on. That's an old one.
Well, it's still running.
146 is an old one.
Well, no, it's
What's
not.
It's got to be like CTY4. I was going to say it's got to be like CTY4 or 5.
No, that order. That order went out on 8/19.
Right. But if you look at the CTY4,
oh.
It's the fourth continuity order. So it's a four-month-old order. The order was done 4 months ago. So that was a test order.
6, 8, 7, 3, 0.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bunch of numbers I don't understand.
Yeah, so the way these orders work, so when you look at this order, like if you bring it up, so you've got the order number, which is the 1464404, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the order number for this order, okay, that went out. Then there's the web order number, 1383555, right?
Mm-hmm.
228702, and then CTY004, okay? CTY004 means continuity number 4, means it's the fourth continuity that went out, okay?
So it's the fourth shipment
actually,
since it started.
Right, which is actually going to be the fifth month, because the first one doesn't have a CTY on it. It's just... it's just a normal web order number with no CTY. CTY1 would be the second order. So say the first month, second order, meaning the second month it's actually, first month it's gone out as a continuity order.
Okay, so first shipment, so it's off one. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, it's always off one. And if you look at those first set of numbers in the continuity numbers.
It's order number. No,
that's
not.
The actual original order number. So if you look at that continuity, the web order number 138-3555-228-702,
mm-hmm.
take that first set of numbers, the 138-3555, okay,
mm-hmm.
and pop that in the order number, order lookup, and then you'll find the original order.
Okay.
Okay. So now I'm looking at the original order, which was done back on, actually, wow, this is a year old.
Yeah, and this is the first time we got a return for it for a bad address.
Oh, you know why it only went out four times?
Hmm.
Because it is a three-month travel pack. That's why it only went out four times. And why I'm like, wait a second. This is a year old and it only went out four times. It's a three-month order. So it went out every 3 months, which is four times, which makes sense that it would be on CTY4. The original one went out, and then it went out 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, and that's why it went out on 8/19. The original order was on 8/20/2019. A year
gotcha.
Ago.
Gotcha.
Okay. So this had been going out for quite a while. This is billing to Dave, shipping to 2601 Ocean Park.
Under Ann.
That's just unbelievable. Like, really? Unbelievable.
I didn't know to look out for it. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm apologizing.
Not your job. you shouldn't be. You should not be, because that's not your job to do that.
Did you hear the panic?
Seriously.
Sorry about that, boss.
I mean, you're going to hyperventilate over there.
I'm sorry. It's been raining all day, and I don't know why my anxiety goes through the roof when it's raining, so I'm sorry.
Raining? It's raining?
In Alabama, yes.
Oh, my Lord.
We're brushing up against Hurricane
here.
Laura.
Apparently.
No,
it's literally 95 here.
Oh, geez.
And sunny as can be. Not a cloud in the sky.
Well, see, we've been dealing with them temperatures like that all week. However, we've had the humidity from the Hurricane Laura. And she's hitting us. Like, the edge of her's hitting us right now. And so that's why it was storming earlier.
See, you don't do kids. I don't do humidity. I cannot do that.
Humidity is the worst.
Do that.
I would much rather a dry heat.
Oh, any day. That's why you can go to Vegas and it's 115 and you can deal, because it's a dry heat. It's very arid and dry, and it's just easy to manage, you know?
Right.
The humidity almost makes it hard to breathe. And
yes,
it just, oh, God, I hate it.
There's a reason most people in Alabama have inhalers.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's interesting. I bet.
The humidity
wow.
is actually what triggers most people's asthma attacks.
Ooh, that totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. Mm. All right, so let's see.
Where are we at?
All right, so I got this order here. Let me click on this sucker. So I'm going to go ahead and, God, there's a whole bunch of these actually. But there's one that went out 7/19, which is part of the same order actually. Same original order. So I'm going to go ahead and... Why is this? I'm going to cancel all. I'm just going to cancel all orders. Shipment batch. Yikes. Dude, she's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
yeah.
auto ships.
Yeah. That's kind of what made me email you, sir.
What the hell? understand. What are you doing? What even worries me even more, a lot of these I swear that I canceled before.
Yeah, I tried doing the master cancel, you know, the cancel all orders at the top.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, it's not letting me. I don't know why.
Yeah, I tried that too. So, let's see. All right, so if I click on... Okay. I have to go to the original, don't I? To cancel it? Or future shipments I have to go to.
That's usually when the cancel all function fails for me. I just go through and move them all to stop one at a time.
Dude, there is literally... Okay. All of those are stopped true, but there's literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that are on stop false. All right, I'm going to have to just go through all these. I don't need to keep you on the phone while I do it. I can do it without. All right, I'm going to go ahead really quick and share my screen if I can. Can you jump on Uber Conference real fast?
I think I have it pinned.
Make sure you click on View or Prevent Screen Share only, unless you want to do video conference.
No, sir. I look like a little troll doll today. It's Friday. Look, see, this is why I love y'all. Y'all my favorite clients because y'all understand my jokes. At least y'all laugh at them.
Oh boy.
I could probably stand to be a little more professional. I got to work on that.
Right. It's okay.
All right, I'm on there.
All right, I see you. I'm going to share my screen. Tell me when you can see my screen.
I got you.
All right. So I'm going to go through. These are just all orders that I have questions on. They're all ask related as far as notes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're just going to go through these one by one real quick.
If you'll send those to me, I'll be here 12 to 9 tomorrow. And I'll let Dionka know that I'll need a little extra time for our OMAC stuff. I'll go through and get everything figured out for you regarding those order numbers.
Okay.
Just tell me what you need to know
that.
With them.
I can do that. That's easier. Yeah, because I just want to basically know, like, for example, while you're looking at my screen, like this one, it's still stuck on unfulfilled, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... it said, customer called in saying he, okay, this is one of these ones from Amaya that I've sent to Brandy.
Okay.
I mean.
She is one of our newer ones.
Been canceled the order. Advise, didn't have any info on cancel, but I canceled the account, gave cancel number. Like.
You teach them to shorthand?
Right, but I would so much rather they just take the extra second to write something that I can understand.
Okay.
Like, I don't even know what the hell she's saying right there.
I gotcha. Would you do me the biggest favor and send, like, a formal thing for Kayla?
Oh, I already have.
Okay.
On the notes? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Already.
Okay. 'Cause,
I've been dealing with it with Brandy for a while.
Well, Nas just got a refresher today. Well, yesterday and today, and I reviewed all of his calls. We should start seeing fewer errors. I made sure he had the system. He's still hesitant with his verbiage on it, but that's just on him learning the system, you know?
Okay.
Not learning the system, but learning the product knowledge more comfortably.
Okay. Got it.
That wouldn't work. That one's not going to work. That email's not going to work for me.
This is Google.
Yeah, let me get my Google email for you. I'm getting it pulled up now. Aya, A-I-Y-A. A-I-E. Dot. S-M-Y-T-E. at Gmail.
Smite?
Yes.
There you are.
I a smite.
All right.
Is that going to flag in my Gmail email? Probably. Pull that up.
That way it's shared with you. It's so much easier that way.
Okay. Let's see. Rowdy Loudy.
And I am going to actually change this tab down here to Aya, because that will be your tab. I will pop things in here that I need you to look at.
Would you send an email to my upper management, Kayla, Joey, and Bianca, letting them know that that's for me?
I absolutely will.
Perfect.
And if you like, if you want me to put this on your guys' sheet, I can do that too.
That would
Whatever's probably better for you guys.
That would be better.
Yeah.
Let me make you a tab. Or can you
make
it?
There you go. Yeah. I believe so.
You got it. And you can just copy paste your name. I'm going to move that tab all the way down to the end.
So I just called it Shopify order issues, please review. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to go ahead and copy mine right now.
I can get the four. If you'll put like how you have your top part, how the order ID, how you got it across the top, just literally copy all that. I can get it locked and saved on there.
Come on. Come on, you can do it.
Ooh, let me see where people are on break. Okay, there's two there. Let's see. I will go ahead and get your tab saved as well, though, just in case you ever need me to go look on it.
Yeah, because sometimes I might be like, hey, can you just look at this real quick? You know, and it's just a quick one, you know?
Right.
I'm going to put down here, move. Oh, wait. That's yours.
Order status verification.
Moved to Homex Daily Report.
All saved.
Beautiful. So much easier. Thank you.
I love Google Docs. I'm so glad Joey taught me what they were.
Oh, yeah. Google Docs are the best, aren't they?
Yes. I never even knew how to use a computer before I started working here. My job didn't have...
Oh, my gosh.
My school didn't have a computer class before I graduated.
Wow.
Yeah, no. I was a little dumb.
Okay. So, next question is, I want to go look at this list. Are these all new refunds that need to be done?
Some of them we're not sure if you have issued yet. But all of those do need to be done, if not already done.
Wow.
Most of them are from older accounts.
I'm going to go do
them
right now.
Okay. Most of them are from older accounts that back whenever we were – the Shopify system was flip-flopped with the merchant IDs. So some of them are older to where we just can't refund on our end.
Gotcha.
Excuse me.
Makes sense.
But
makes sense.
I did have them start putting the reasons for the refunds on the side right there. Excuse
me.
They didn't get the heads up on the first few, and that was kind of my fault. I dropped the ball there. But you'll see one dude's on there a couple times as – they just have added him there each time he called in. The Chauncey
Anton.
Campbell. Campbell.Chauncey, 771.
Well,
line 5 and lined It's line so, 5 and line 11.
So I gave that, I did that refund today.
Okay. Just throw a while next to it, and I'll let them know that the Y means it's already issued.
But I only see them on here one time.
He's also on line, scroll up, he's also on line 5. It's the same order number.
Oh, gotcha.
He just called back in after we first added it.
I just deleted it.
Sounds good.
Okay, so
that's two different orders.
So these are different orders. These aren't, I'm looking at these thinking these are all under this guy's name.
Oh,
I see
no.
These are all different orders. You just didn't have the name on these.
Yeah, no,
got
I
it.
Put those on there and I didn't have the customer's
got
name
it.
And I was about to get
you
off work.
You don't need the name.
Right.
Literally, if you just give me the Shopify ID, that's all I need.
Right.
That's literally all I need. And I gotcha. You know?
Yes, sir.
I would like the reason for refund. Or if you could do the note in the Shopify order, that
mm-hmm.
would be great.
Yes, sir.
And then you can say, you know, forwarding to Frank via email for refund. You know, unable
right.
to refund via admin, forwarding to Frank for refund. You
right.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Anything else, sir?
That is it, my dear. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Stay safe.
You too. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.